the ED is a canary in a coal mine. And I'm sure for a lot of people, that's what brings people into this world and wanting solutions. But if you're having a problem in that realm, it means you have a huge NO issue beyond ED. And use this as a warning sign to get to the bottom of this and prevent, hopefully, quote unquote, more serious issues such as a heart attack or stroke.
Look, if you have endothelial dysfunction in the vascular bed of the sex organ, right? That same, the conditions that allowed for endothelial dysfunction in the corpus cavernosum of the penis, for example, those conditions are going to cause endothelial dysfunction in the coronary arteries, the endothelium in the heart. So if you have endothelial dysfunction in the sex organs, you have endothelial dysfunction in the coronary arteries, you have endothelial dysfunction in the cerebral arteries, you have endothelial dysfunction in the pulmonary arteries, the liver, the kidneys, every organ in the body. So it's just kind of socially inconvenient that you're not able to regulate blood flow to the sex organs upon demand. But think about this. If you can't regulate blood flow to the heart upon demand and dilate the blood vessels when you start to exercise, you're going to get ischemia or angina because you can't dilate the blood vessels, and you're going to get chest pain, occlusion of the blood vessels, and heart attack. Or if it happens in the cerebral arteries, you're going to get a stroke. So this is really the canary in the coal mine, and it should be a warning signal for people that have erectile dysfunction that, hey, this isn't just a sexual problem. This isn't just a testosterone problem or an estrogen problem in women. This is a vascular problem, insufficient nitric oxide production, and it's systemic. It manifests in the sex organs first, but you have systemic disease, and it's called nitric oxide deficiency.
You mentioned there the fact that it affects the sexual organs first. How long does that take? When somebody has ED, is this they've been having issues with NO for years, or do they catch it really quickly with that symptom?
We know the sex organs are pretty dynamic in the fact that you have to respond with an increase in vasodilation to a larger degree. I mean, the coronary arteries are probably the most responsive because the only way to increase oxygen delivery to the heart to increase the metabolic demands on the heart when exercising is through vasodilation. In the heart, there's already 100% maximal oxygen extraction through normal blood flow. So to increase oxygen utilization and oxygen delivery, you got to dilate the blood vessels. And the sex organs, you know, there are a number of things that control vasoactivity. You know, you have hormone regulation. If you have low testosterone, obviously you're going to have some degree of erectile dysfunction. But you can have optimal testosterone, decreased nitric oxide production, and you're never going to get an optimal erection. So what we're finding is that it's a spectrum, right? It's not just like a switch where one day you have good erectile function, the next day you have full-blown ED. It's a spectrum. So you start to develop slight erectile dysfunction, slight endothelial dysfunction. If not corrected and you're not changing your habits and improving your endothelial function, then it's just going to continue to get worse. One day you wake up and you're not going to be able to get an erection, and that's full-blown ED. So I think with any disease process, if we catch it early on, we can certainly reverse it. And I think we've demonstrated this in erectile dysfunction or patients with mild cognitive disorders. If we catch it early in the process, restore endothelial function, produce nitric oxide, then we can completely reverse that vascular dysfunction. And that's the goal, is that we start to make people aware of signs and symptoms of nitric oxide deficiency, stop doing the things that are disrupting it, get off mouthwash, get rid of fluoride, stop using antacids, and start doing the things that promote it. Start exercising 20, 30 minutes a day, get moderate physical or sunlight 20, 30 minutes a day, and throw in some more green leafy vegetables. That's pretty simple, and that actually saves people money. And then if all else fails or you want to kind of a biohack it, then we have product technology that does it for you.
If you enjoyed that clip, press here for the full episode. I'll see you over there.
For me, it's no wonder why we have the sickest population on the planet. Everything we do is disrupting nitric oxide production. If you can't make nitric oxide, you're going to develop chronic disease, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, chronic fatigue. If you use mouthwash...